Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
With summer upon us, some timely advice from the good people down at St. John the Ambulance. Although today doesn't really feel summery, always good to take some advice on board with the warmer weather upon us for the majority of the next few months. And having a chat now with paramedic Dean Fasolo. Dean, a very good morning.
Good morning, Terry. How are you going?
I'm excellent. Dean, with summer upon us, what are some of the things that St. John the Ambulance come across?
I guess there's probably four or five big ones. Looking at, you know, drowning is a very, very real risk in summer. And obviously, one of the biggest problems we come across is dehydration, heat exhaustion, heat stroke, sunburn. Plenty of things to keep us busy, for sure.
Even in Albany, where, you know, even through the clouds, the temperature can still cause a significant damage.
Yeah, definitely. I think people can have a little bit of a false sense of security there. And, not really aware that even though the clouds are around, just as likely to get sunburned in those kind of conditions as you are if it's a clear blue sky.
Now, good first aid starts at home. So what are some of the things that people can do to prepare themselves for the next few months?
First aid course, for starters, is being up to date with your first aid course. And if you haven't done one, perhaps I think about booking in just so that you've got the skills to, I guess, intervene if you need to should something happen. But also it's a lot of simple stuff, sunburn, for example. Prevention's the best cure, really. Slip, slop, slap still applies. Long sleeve shirts, sunscreen and reapplying regularly and making sure that you've got a good wide-brimmed hat to keep the sun off. Hydration, keeping yourself hydrated. It's very easy to be dehydrated. And again, people can be a little bit complacent there. So, plenty of water, limiting things like coffee, alcohol, all the fun stuff. But all those things actually dehydrate you. So, that's a couple of ways you can start the day safely.
And probably the biggest thing would be not to combine drinking and swimming.
Alcohol and water definitely do not mix. We had 22 individual cases of drowning that required our assistance between 16th of December to 31st of January last year, which is a bit of a peak period. And unfortunately, alcohol is a bit of a common theme, especially amongst young males. So that's a definite message that we'd get out there. If you are drinking, really, you need to be staying away from the water. And if you have friends that are drinking, if you can't discourage them, then you need to have somebody that's in a sober state to keep an eye on people.
Trent is with us from techwrap.net. Trent, some HP computers could be exposed to a potential key logging threat. Now, I'm an HP customer, so I'll be listening up to this. What's happening?
The concern is key logging software. This software, when used negatively, can basically track anything you're typing into the computer. Now, a programmer found, a debug keylogger software when he had an issue with an illuminated keyboard on a HP laptop. This software wasn't activated, but it was there as basically like a tech support aid in finding faults in the software. But if it was in the wrong hands and debugged and then recompiled, it could be of concern. So he got in touch with HP and they pretty much straight away got back to him and released a new patch, which went out in early November. So you can go online to the HP website, to their support section, and download the fix from November 7 if your model is affected. And you can see the full list of models online at the HP support website.
And Trent, in our schools overseas, France has decided to ban mobile phones.
Yeah, well, they can be a hindrance to productivity. If you, you sit there for a little while and decide to tune out and jump on your mobile phone, there's a plethora of applications. I think you can send text messages, you can browse the internet. So they can be a bit of a hindrance in the school sector. And France has decided to roll out a total ban, which means students can't actually take mobile phones into schools from September 2018. They've already previously had bans in place in the sense of not being able to take them into the classroom, but kids have still been using them in lunch breaks and between lessons as well.
Sounds of Albany. For Fair Dinkum Sheds, with no hidden surprises.
Yeah, the jackpot today is at $2,340. So you need to tell us what our sound is and where you can find it. David's having another go. Hello. What do you reckon the sound of Albert is?
How are you?
Good. What do you reckon it is?
I reckon it is a jar of jam being opened at a supermarket.
A jar of jam being opened at the supermarket.
Yeah, a brand new one.
You'd need pretty strong muscles to make that happen.
Yes.
They're frustrating opening jars, aren't they?
Yes, I know.
What's your way of doing it? Do you have a technique there that you can share with everybody?
No, I just
drop it on the floor.
Pardon?
Just drop it on the floor and hope it doesn't break.
So I put it under hot water.
Oh, very clever. Very clever.
Mm.
Unfortunately, David, you're incorrect at this, son.
Oh, what is it then?
Yeah, not the moment. I'm sorry, mate.
You have to give it a clue.
Oh, it's something inside.
Yes.
That's all for now, mate.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Patrick's with us on 13-27-10. Patrick, sound of Albany for $2,340. What do you reckon it is?
Would it be serving a volleyball over the net?
Serving a volleyball over the net. Indoor volleyball we're talking here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, you've lost serve.
No worries.
Thanks, Patrick.
See ya.
Jackpot returns on Thursday. $2,360 could be yours. Sounds of Albany with Fair Dinkum Sheds only on Triple M.